Well, good week day, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about this state's farmers and ranchers and everything they do to make ours such a great place in which to live. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Over the years of doing this radio program, I've incorporated the phrase old stockyards guy or old cattle buyer. I do so with pride. We were, and I suspect still are, a special breed. Heard a little story last weekend about a cattle buyer. I don't think it was a Wooster, who came home after a hard week of driving, sorting, sitting in auctions, and enjoying life every evening. His wife had left a note in the fridge. It simply said, "It's not working. I can't take it anymore. Gone to stay with my sister." Well, the cattle buyer opened the fridge, light came on, and the beer was cold. He said to nobody in particular, "What the heck's she talking about?" Oof, maybe it was a Wooster. I'm joking. Okay, it's getting close. I'm talking about the 22nd Annual Corn Cob Open, Thursday, June 20th, Spring Creek Golf Course, just a bit east of Harrisburg, South Dakota. The four-player scramble tournament will consist of two separate competitions, one at 8 o'clock in the morning and again at 2 in the afternoon. Each will include a great meal, lots of prizes, and the most fun that you'll ever have playing golf. This fundraising event for the South Dakota Corn Growers Association always sells out, so you might want to call the office 334-0100 if you want to play. You know, I've so enjoyed and spoken before about the one-of-a-kind promotional campaign for agriculture called True Environmentalists. If you've not noticed the billboards or the very well-done television and radio commercials, I would draw your attention to both. The True Environmentalist effort, at least in this old fellow's opinion, really describes who our family farm and ranch folks are and what it is that they do. For those who may not know, South Dakota Corn was the founder, if you will, of this effort, and I truly believe that a whole lot of folks are now familiar with and can relate to food production and True Environmentalists, and that's what it's supposed to be all about. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, you be extra careful in your spring work, and thanks a bunch for everything you do.